Well, good morning and welcome to WJBM Local Spotlight. This morning we have Mitch Reynolds with us. Mitch Reynolds is going to be on the primary election for circuit clerk coming up in the spring.
Yes, that's a fact.
Welcome, Mitch.
Thank you, Chris. I tell you what, I'm feeling a little nostalgic this morning.
Nostalgic?
Yeah,
all right.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I'm sitting on a chair of history here because, I mean, I grew up listening to WJBM and the Swap Shop and Allie Ringhausen, and I tell you what, it's
Allie
just amazing
is,
to sit
Allie
here.
Allie is nostalgic.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
Sure. I know. I hear that. I hear that a lot. You know, the station first aired in 1960.
Wow.
I think it was in June of 1960.
Yep.
So it's been around a while. You know.
Yes. Yeah. And, yeah, I tell you what, I was in grade school just a little kid, and I wake up on my birthday morning and wait to hear somebody call in, happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, and that's great. And then, of course, waiting for the cancellation of school.
That was going to be my biggest thing. Boy, that was the best morning ever.
I know, we all did that, just sit around waiting on the radio.
Yep.
We're not going to go today, Mom. I don't think we're going. You get your clothes on, have breakfast, be ready.
Yeah.
Then get out there and start shoveling snow.
That's right. Get to work. Get to Grandma and Grandpa's house, too.
Well, Mitch, tell me a little bit. Let the listeners know a little bit about your background.
Okay. Well, my background's pretty simple. Back in college, I decided I was going to be entering law enforcement, and I started testing different places.
Why do you want to go into law enforcement?
Well, law enforcement kind of just held everything that I wanted in a career position. So I mean, you think about all the things that you want and how you want to do them. And I tell you what, back then, I was a Jersey County resident. I love hunting and fishing and being outdoors. I knew I wasn't going to be in an office.
Right. Okay.
I love the mystery novels.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I put everything together that I kind of like, and I like meeting new people, and the public service line just seemed like it was my forte.
Did you know any police officers back then?
Oh, I knew several police officers, not on an official capacity.
Right.
Yeah, I knew several police officers. In fact, my later in life father-in-law was a police officer when I was in high school, Rip Crotchet.
Yeah.
And then I also, being local, you pretty well just know the officers that are around here. And Frank Yocum being the sheriff and Tom Wolfel, the police chief, you just know the police officers around here. And
you see them around.
You know when to do things and when not to do things,
yeah,
according to everybody else.
And we are fortunate to have... And we've always had such good guys as
yes.
police officers.
Yes, absolutely. People that genuinely care for the community.
Yeah.
So,
How many years have you worked as a
police
officer?
I was just say back in 1997, I got my first role as a correctional officer and dispatcher through Sheriff Frank Yocum. He kind of put his faith and trust in me, and I gave him what my goals were in law enforcement, and he said, yeah, okay. So he hired me in 97, and I spent a year in that role. And knowing that I wanted to get out on the road, knowing I wanted to be a law enforcement officer on the road, I was testing several different places. The first place that called me was the East Alton Police Department. And so I talked to Sheriff Yocum about it, and he said, with the fiscal restraints that they had back then, that it looked like that might be the best option for me. So I left and went to East Alton Police Department. But it was only a year later that I got a call from Chief Tom Wolfel.
Yeah.
After I had tested for the Jerseyville Police Department. And he said he'd offer me a job to come back to Jerseyville, my hometown. And I said, yeah, absolutely. It was one of my dreams.
Uh-huh. Great.
Yep.
And so...
So I've spent the last 24, 25 years, I'm working right now on my 25th year at the Jerseyville Police Department, and that's the kind of the rest is just history.
Yeah.
It's
well, speaking of history, you're a family man.
Oh yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your family.
Yeah. So I met my wife back in high school. We're senior sweethearts back in the early 90s. We were together about 4 years and got married in 1996. Her name is Kathy Crotchet. That's Rip Crotchet's daughter I was talking about earlier. Kathy was, I mean, she's the love of my life, and she's most generally the sensible one also.
Okay. Where'd you guys go on your first date?
Oh, on the first date, we was over at her her friend's house, and we went over to watch a movie.
Yeah?
Yep.
You guys hold hands the whole time?
Well, not the whole time, no. You did, there again, it was you know, a police officer's daughter, so you know, you kind of had to watch your P's and Q's.
There could have been cameras up.
Yes. We knew right off that we was going to be together for a long time, and it didn't take long for me to figure out that she was who I was going to be with forever. And we've been together now this year for 27 years of our marriage. So,
well, that's a landmark these days for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yes, and she's still, we're still just crazy in love. That's all there is to it.
Oh, that's great. And you got some children?
Yes, I got two kids, and they're teenagers. My oldest is Reagan. She's 19. She's down in Florida right now. On a sort of an internship for Disney in their college program. And she is just loving life and living it up. Both my kids have very realistic dreams and goals, so it makes it, you know, so easy for parents.
Well, what's your daughter plan to do with Disney? Is she an actor or anything?
She is a character attendant right now, so she is with the characters. Uh-huh. You know, so if you see Mickey Mouse, there's always somebody standing off to the side. Well, she's that person standing off to the side, making sure that the characters are safe and kind of getting the line formed in order for people to get up there and get to her.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That's
good. Yeah.
How about your son?
So my son is Walker, and he's an 18-year-old senior this year in high school up here at Jersey Community High School. He just got done with his senior football year. And we spent the whole football season at the football field. That kid, he's an amazing kid. He's got dreams and aspirations of being a commercial airline pilot. So he's looking to go into that this next year.
And now, will he go in the service or go straight to?
He's going to go straight to flight school.
Where will that be at?
They have flight schools all over the country, but this one he's interested in is in Orlando, Florida also. So hopefully, you know, yeah, we could make things a little bit efficient for mom and dad, and maybe they could live together down there.
Yeah. Or at least you go to visit. You hit two birds with one stone.
Yes.
So you are coming to the end of your police career, or you could be the end. I mean, you've had enough years in. You could retire soon. And
Yes.
Well, what prompted you to want to run for circuit clerk of Jersey County?
In just what you said, in this kind of coming to an end of this police career, so after 20 years of service, police in the downstate police pension are not only vested, but they're guaranteed their pension. Now, they're in between 20 and 30 years of service, those police officers start looking for their next thing. I mean, I'm fairly young as it is, so I'm only 47, and I've got almost 25 years of service. The pension plan maxes out at 30 years of service. So, being 47 years old, you're looking for your next career that might go along with the lines of the career that you're in. So, in doing that, that's what I was doing, was looking for what is going to be my next career goal. And with the circuit clerk's office, now the circuit clerk's office handles being the record keeper for the courts. So the courts of Jersey County and the circuit, the judicial circuit for the county, the circuit clerk's office is the one that files the paperwork, that sends out petitions, that also issues subpoenas and, mm-hmm. and items like that. So it's all involved with the court system. So I thought this is the perfect next career for me, because I'm just gonna plan on transitioning into this position. It's going to be a slight bit more administrative and a slight bit more clerical, which is great for me, because I'm getting up there in age, and mm-hmm. and chasing people in foot chases on the street is not what it used to be. Your muscles seem to hurt a little bit more.
I hear you on that. why would listeners and voters why should they elect vote for you for circuit clerk?
Sure.
Tell me
sure.
that.
Sure. Well,
Other than that, you're a great guy.
Well, I try, and I appreciate that.
And you're pretty fast on your feet. Yeah. Other than that, I mean.
Yeah, sure. Well, I tell you what, Chris, I've spent the last 25 years trying to let the people put their trust in me. And for being a public servant, it's all about integrity, and it's all about honesty and straightforwardness. And so I would hope in the 25 years that people would notice that about me. And that this might be my next career.
I see.
And I wish that people would put their trust in me and in this position.
Is there anything that you plan on doing different, or you got a different look at it?
So I've thought about what's going to go on if I were elected in the circuit clerk's office. And I think the best thing to do walking into a new office like that is kind of keep things status quo, at least to keep interruptions from happening to the office staff, because they're the most important thing you got going for you walking into something like that. They're going to be the ones that's basically telling you the progress and the methods that they use. And then after the new circuit clerk's in there, the best thing to do is maybe take a couple weeks after, evaluate the methods and that are used in the office. And then maybe even take a survey of the office staff, because they know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And how they might make things better or more efficient for the office. So ultimately, I don't think it's good to jump into something and mix things up. I think that causes a little bit of ruckus. And
true. I agree 100%.
I think just get in there, find out what's going on, and evaluate the situation and the methods that are used. And then figure out if there's going to be something more efficient that can be done.
It's could be a tough race. I understand there's four candidates running.
Yes,
for the office.
Myself and three others. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any strategy on that? What's your plan?
My strategy right now is just to stay who I am. Maybe make myself a little more available to people, get out and meet some people that I haven't met yet. I know that you've noticed my signs already out there.
Yeah, I've seen some signs out there.
And I've been asked, isn't it kind of early for signs yet? Well, the way I see it, we're 100 days from this primary election. The way I feel, it should have maybe even been done before now. So I've got my some signs out there. It's got my name out there, but I also on the sign put a picture of myself on there, because you know how sometimes you'll hear a name and go, I don't really remember that guy. But
right.
Some people know the face more than they know the name. So I put them both on the sign. My ugly mug all over Jerseyville right now.
And you, this is a countywide thing, so we got to get get out there all over the place.
Yes,
cover a lot of territory,
which is going to be not only hard for me to do, but the rest of the candidates also. I mean, this is an election that we're going into winter, so the days are shorter. You don't have as much time to knock on doors to make contacts with people. And not only that, it's cold, and you just some days you're off, and you just can't feel like getting out and about in this cold weather. There's going to be times that
I know it is going to be difficult
for sure. Yes, so I've already looked at that, and I'm trying to get more than anything else my family motivated so they can help me out with this. And,
yes.
There are three others running other than me. It's going to be a pretty good race.
But the one thing about it with Jersey County, it's made up of a bunch of great people and a bunch of great candidates. You
absolutely.
Know, everybody's, they're all good people.
Absolutely, and, absolutely.
It's just how many people you can get to, and
yes.
How many people get to know you and what you can carry. I mean, you are well known.
Well, I try to keep myself out there and try to keep a positive outlook on people when they think of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my main mottos, and I get this from another source, but treat people the way that you'd like to be treated. And if you do that, I feel like you'll gain people's respect, you know. And I also feel like you got to give respect before you can even get respect. So gain people's trust and confidence in you, and hopefully, you know, they'll push you up to where you need to be in the election.
Well, do you have any other info that you want to add? You got any big rallies coming up?
No big rallies. No, not yet. We're going to have special guests if that's the case to get people out in the cold weather. But I would like to say thank you to everybody that's shown me support. It means more than you ever know. And then I'd also ask everybody else that's listening for your support and also for your consideration of your vote. The primary's coming up pretty soon. You'll find myself on the Republican ticket on the March 19th primary. So all I'm asking is everybody get out and vote. It's kind of what you need to do as a citizen.
Well, there'll be a big turnout for this election.
Sure, yep.
Because nationally, there's going to be a big turnout.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Statewide.
Yep, it's a presidential year.
Yep, so there'll be a big turnout, and that will be good for the county, you know, because you'll get a true picture of who they want.
Absolutely, absolutely. Leave it up to the people.
Yep, leave it up to the people. All right. Well, Mitch, thanks so much. Thanks for serving as a police officer and your career.
Thank you, Chris.
And your family's contributed much to the county. And thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks a lot, Chris. I really appreciate it.
Take care.
All right.